Hey, Undisputed listeners, before we start the show, I wanted to tell you about our brand new Fox Sports app and website, foxsports.com. Reimagined for the modern sports fan. Go ahead, download the new app right now. You don't even have to pause this episode. Every day on the new app and website, you'll see the top stories in sports, plus a rich world of written content, videos, social media, and analytics to give you a 360-degree view of the most important stories of the day. Streaming live TV has never been so easy or elegant. Every Fox Sports game, including all pregame and postgame shows, are just one click away. For the extra invested fan, we also go deep with real-time wagering lines, trending prop bets, win probability, and key player projections. Download the new Fox Sports app or visit www.foxsports.com now. Let's start the show. Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
With a 2-3 record and only one game of shooting over 50%, Steph Curry admitted he'd heard the chatter about him losing his touch, and he made a statement last night by dropping a career-high 62 points on the Blazers. Curry went 8 of 16 from deep, and after the game said, quote, "Cue the Jordan meme, right? I take all that personally." So, Shannon, is this a sign of things to come from Steph?
Skip, Steph is asking Curry a bigger burden. There's no Clay. There's no KD to space the floor, and he's getting those looks that he wanted to take. As Dame said, you know, he used to take shots from half court. No problem. We can make that up. Now he has to be more cautious of when and how he shoots the basketball. And so it's easier for teams to lock in because who else? Kelly Oubre is nice, but I'm not worried about him beating me. Andrew Wiggins is okay, but I'm not worried about him. All the focus, but he got it going last night. You saw the montage of 5-minute video, Skip. The guy made 105 consecutive threes. Skip, nobody else can do that. It won't ever be done again. You ain't making that many threes. You give somebody 105 shots, Skip, they probably can't make 50 of them, let alone 105 consecutive. But it was foreshadowing. And plus, who's on the other side? A lot of people say is the best point guard in the NBA, Dame Lillard. And When you see a peer that's comparable, and people are like, "Well, yeah, he up, okay." Three-time league MVP,
yep.
Three chips. Mm-hmm. He better than me now. I'm having a little rough spot now. All of a sudden, he better than me. Okay. Well, this is what I'm gonna do for y'all. Mm. And like he said, and they do take it personal. That's how you get to be great. You take everything as a slight, and you go. He wanted to prove. Because what they say, man, he can't get that shot off in the NBA. He ain't going to be able to take them logo shots. The shot that he's shooting at Davidson, that ain't going to fly in the NBA. Okay. Mm. When you can handle the ball like he can, because he can get it. I mean, the shots he was making last night, Skip, you just look to the coach, what the hell you want me to do? Let me, hey, call a play on offense, because that's all you can do with that. Those guys get it going, Skip. You just, hey, he got me tonight. That's all you can do, Skip. He got it going. Just chalk it up.
And I agree with your conclusion. It was one crazy hot night for a guy who can get crazy hot. And by the way, I love Steph coming out of Davidson, and I fought back in the days I was on the other network. He should be the first pick in the draft over Blake Griffin. And I think I was proven right about that, although Blake has impressed me. He's been a little better than I thought he was going to be, but he hasn't been a two-time MVP.
No.
Okay. And I agree with you. 105 even corner threes in a row. It's
105 anything, Skip. Layups.
It's impossible. I still have a hard time wrapping my head around it. I still wonder, did it really happen? Because even for that guy, that's virtually impossible, and he did it. That's Ripley's believe it or not.
Because think about Skip when the three-point, granted, it's on, you know, he's able to take his time.
Yep.
But a lot of times they get tired. They get fatigued.
Heck yes, 105 straight shots.
And you know with the corner three, Skip, if it don't swish, it's coming out. It's coming as simple as that.
You get no breaks at all.
None.
Unless you're Kawhi Leonard in game 7 of
the Eastern Conference
Finals.
Boom,
yeah,
boom, boom.
Yeah. I'll bet he didn't have one of those in that 105 run.
No.
So I want everybody to realize and remember that going into last night's game, in the previous five games, all counted, all regular season games, Steph Curry was making 32% of his three-point shots. Think about that.
Yeah.
And I want to remind everybody that in their opener, the Golden State Warriors got blown out by the Nets by 26. They lost at Milwaukee by 39. Mm-hmm. They beat the Bulls by one. They beat Detroit soundly at Detroit. I'll give you that one. It's okay.
Yeah.
Then they go to Portland, and they're going to play a two-game set with Portland, the one at Portland the other night on Friday night. They lost by 25, and then they got even last night and won by 15 because Steph scored 62 points. And I agree with you. Dame actually did an interview on the Golden State Broadcasting Network, in which, to your point, you paraphrased it, but he said he's seeing, he's talking about Steph, Damian said, he's seeing it's tough to get these quality looks right now. You don't really have the luxury to just take one from deep just to be taking one. So he's saying, yeah, back in the day, when you had all that
firepower. Yeah, Clay, you got KD.
Yeah, you could just jack one to jack it. And if it went in, fine. If it didn't, nobody really cared.
Yes.
And I thought it was very significant that his friend Draymond Green, after the game last night, gave him what I consider a backhand compliment. He said, Steph has a tendency at times to kind of F around with the ball.
Right.
See this one?
Mm-hmm.
There was no effing around tonight. Everything was shot or attack. So he wasn't doing any whipped cream legs. He wasn't messing around with the basketball because he gets a little too cool for school occasionally.
I mean, what has Kyrie been doing? Kyrie's had the ball on the string. Mm-hmm. The start of the season. Yeah. Everybody's talking about, look at Kyrie dancing with the basketball. And Steph like, hold on, wait a minute now. Y'all know I can dance too, right?
He can dance.
And get these threes off in you.
Okay.
And then, like I said, Dame, a lot of people say, well, Dame is the best point guard now.
Yep.
He's like, okay.
Okay. No. So last night he said, watch this.
Yes.
And we all watched in awe.
Right.
Because he's certainly capable of that because he won in 2015, 2016, he won back-to-back MVPs, a unanimous MVP, right?
And see, the thing, what makes him so tough, Skip, is that he's continuous motion.
Mm-hmm.
He moves without the ball, so he's constantly moving. So you got to be always, and they're always looking to set screens for him. Back door, they backpick you and all kind of, and they say, like, well, where'd he go? And he's letting the three go. But then if you got Clay spotted up, what you going to do? You can't help off one another because Clay's release is so quick.
Yep.
He don't need but a half an inch. Yeah. It is gone. So
I've said this before, and last night started to get under my skin a little bit again, but Steph is too good to hot dog as much as he hot dogs. And I know it's entertaining and he's having fun out there, but after a while, it's like, just stop it. Just play. But we get a lot of, airplaning. We get a lot of, I see you. Okay, we get it. In the mouth guard, he's chewing on it. You know.
He probably them things down. Okay. He probably got like 100 of them.
He must have 100 of them. But after a while, just show me, because this is your year.
Yeah.
Boy, if you can get in the MVP conversation with this team.
No, I don't think he can get in the MVP conversation, Skip, because I don't think they can win enough games. I mean, they 3-3, but I don't think they can win enough games.
Yep.
He's gonna have to have like five or six of those. He's gonna have to have one of the James Harden type seasons. James throwing a couple of 50-point triple doubles. He have a couple of 60s thrown up in there, and he has a streak where he goes like 35 straight games with 30 or more.
But with this team, even if you make the playoffs, remember Russell's done it, right?
Yeah.
But you'd have to do something extraordinary.
Yes.
You'd have to make 48% from three as the year goes on.
Yes.
You just keep making them like crazy, and you carry them to the 7 or 8 spot.
Yeah.
Then you'd be in the conversation.
I don't even know what 7 or 8 spot to get you in the playoffs. Maybe 4 seed. Yep. That's the lowest. Russ got won it with the 4 seed.
Yep.
And that was a triple, Skip, that was a triple-double season.
No, I know. So you'd have to do something statistically that we just be in awe.
Yeah,
over.
Yeah. You would have to average like 40.
Right, like that.
Okay, well, no mercy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What's up, Undisputed listeners? It's your boy, Shay Sharp. I wanted to tell you about my new podcast, Club Shay Shay, where we always do something before two something. Each week, I sit down with a guest for a drink and conversation, and as host and proprietor of Club Shay Shay, I welcome in esteemed guests such as Snoop Dogg, Floyd Money Mayweather, LeVar Ball, Isaiah Thomas, just to mention a few. Whether I'm talking to an athlete, a musician, an actor, or a lifelong friend, Club Shay Shay is a place where people share inspiring and motivational stories about their journeys to prominence. The new episode drops every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to Club Shay Shay now and make sure you never miss a new episode. Now back to Undisputed.
No mercy.
Ezekiel Elliott finished with only 42 yards on the ground in the Cowboys' 23-19 loss to the Giants yesterday. It was the running back's sixth game this season with fewer than 50 yards rushing, and he finished with his lowest total rushing yards of his career at 979. So, Skip, can the Cowboys make the playoffs next season with Zeke as their lead back?
Shannon Sharp, you got me today. I do not love my team's chances going forward with Dak Prescott or Ezekiel Elliott.
What?
I have a quarterback who wants far more money than I believe he's worth. I like him, but I don't love him that much. And I like Zeke, but he is now making far, far more money than he is worth at this stage of his career.
Can we still only 26?
I got it, but I believe I was first to market with this. He still looks like he's running in Cabo San to me. He has lost his burst. And now, repeatedly, when I need him the most, I can't trust him to be there. Yesterday, he waved out first quarter with some kind of weird, mysterious injury. First and 10 at the 16, down 6-0, when you have a chance to seize control of the game because you could say, hey, I'm the best player on the field. You can't stop me. And I thought it was his moment and his time, and he waves out. And if he was truly hurt and could not return to the game, I'd be good with it, obviously. He returned to the game and looked just fine to me a couple of series later. What? So now I've got a Zeke who is still very good at making something out of nothing, because that half-yard run at the goal line yesterday, that was really good. If we could see that, it's a half yard, but there was nothing there, and he got home. And here we go. And there's nothing, so he just willed it over. He fought it over. My problem is he can't make something out of something. When you give him something, he can't make much out of it because he might get you two or three. He might. There's a hole, half a hole.
You know what it is, Skip? You've been spoiled by Derrick Henry, because every time you turn on your TV, you see a 265-pound man going 50, 60, 70, 80 yards.
Okay, well, you can also make the point I got spoiled by Zeke.
Yeah.
Love Zeke. I was good with the drafting of Zeke, even though I thought they needed Joey Bosa. I said, this guy is so explosive.
You know what got you spoiled is Ohio State, last four games.
Okay, but how about 2016?
Yes.
Rookie Zeke, he ran for 109 yards a game.
Yes.
And that fell to 98 the next year, which fell to 96. Still, it's okay. These are yards per game. And then all of a sudden, that fell precipitously to 85 in 2019. And this year, it fell all the way to 65 yards
even,
a game.
Even 80, you could live with 85. Okay. 85 is a very good season,
okay.
Skip.
Do you realize he has plummeted from 109 to 65 yards per game? That's almost 45 yard drop per game.
That's not an accident, because look at what happened. Zach Martin, not in the lineup.
I got you.
Travis Frederick and Tyron Smith.
Okay.
That's not an accident, Skip.
Pro Football Focus grades Zeke right now the 44th best running back in pro. The 44th, and you're the highest paid? And let's look at this. Ezekiel Elliott this season had the fifth most rushing attempts in all of pro football. Okay. I'm good with that, because that's your bell cow.
Right.
Okay. That 65 yards a game ranked 15th in the league, but this is even worse. 4.01 yards per carry, fifth most carries, 4.01 yards per carry, that ranked 41st in pro football. So you're getting the fifth most carries, but yards per carry is only 41st. And what's happening? 1 yard, 2 yards, 1 yard, well, 2 yards, 3 yards, 2 yards, 1 yards, no yards.
Well, see, if I'm going to take Jerry at his words, I blame Kellen Moore, because he's holding him back. Now, isn't that what Jerry told us? Jerry said Kellen Moore's been holding this offense back.
He said that.
So is he going to be holding Zeke and this offense back next year?
I got it. But do you realize they still owe him $75 million? Yeah. Do you realize on March 21st, coming up, this coming March 21st, there's an escalator where you would then guarantee his 2022 salary at $12.4 million if you exercise.
Yeah.
Are you going to? Are you going to go tap him on the shoulder and Jerry's going to pull him aside, maybe take him upstairs to the office? Zeke, we love you, but we need you to help out here a little bit and take one for the team, and we need you to renegotiate.
How about your haircut you talk about giving me?
I don't know.
Are you going to let me go to my barber and let me get a professional cut, or are you sending me to Great Clips?
And then you have to make a hard choice here because he's about half of what he used to be, literally half on yardage of what he used to be. Oh. And you have to say, is it worth it to go forward?
Okay, let's Dak got hurt. Mm-hmm. So Dak couldn't perform to what we thought he would be. So we're going to take him off the board. Okay, you say Zeke didn't perform to what we think he should. But what about these other big dollar guys? What about Amari? What about D-Law? What about Jalen Smith? Do you believe they performed up to their capabilities?
They did not.
So because Zeke
not overall. They had their flashes.
Right.
They had their moments.
And Zeke had his moments. And that's my point.
He had one moment against Philadelphia. He went for 131 yards.
Skip.
And that came, was it one? No, it wasn't even that many. He got 31 yards on his last carry to get to
105. 105.
Something like that. That's what it was.
Skip, the thing is that they always say, that's why you make the big bucks. Okay, guys that's making the big bucks, Skip, those are the guys that you count on a regular basis. And far too many. One week I see D-Law, you say he showed up on Pro Football Focus, and then it'll be another 5 weeks he wouldn't be on there.
I agree.
So you got to have your guys that you're counting on, that you're paying a ton of money to. Those are the guys that need to show up week in and week out. And far too many times, those big dollar guys that we're counting on didn't give you kind of the kind of production for the pay that they were receiving.
So you got me. Jerry Jones overpaid for everybody except the quarterback, and he dug in on the quarterback, but we still don't have a quarterback.
Exactly.
It's the most important position in sports.
And guess what?
Right?
Andy Dalton did nothing to make you say, you know what, we can move forward without that.
Nope. And Andy Dalton said after the game last night, I want to test the market because somebody might pay him to be their starter.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yes.
Somebody might.
Yes. And you know what? There might be some trades available. Who knows what's going to go on? Now, obviously, somebody might still want Matthew Stafford, Matt Ryan. There might be some guys that's available, Skip.
I got you. Zeke, I still love you, but...
Would you like Matt Stafford in Dallas?
Yeah, I'd take him.
Yeah. You see that, Dak? You see how quick he done turned on you? Mm. Matthew Padford.
Huh. Mm. I'm surprised by that. Okay. See, I'm curious how
for how
Skip
much money?
Feels...
It's going to cost a lot.
it's all about the money.
No mercy.
Hey, Undisputed listeners, it's Charlotte Wilder here to tell you about my new podcast with Mark Titus called The People Sports Podcast. It comes out every Thursday, and Mark and I take one of the big stories of the week, and then we go off on tangents you never saw coming. This might mean that we start talking about the Dodgers winning the World Series and end up wondering if Knicks fans deserve happiness, or begin with LeBron's greatness and end up drafting our ultimate beer league softball team made up of old athletes. Whatever it is, the only rule of the show is that it has to be fun and funny, because these days we could all use as many laughs as we can get. So check it out wherever you get your podcasts and come down weird sports rabbit holes with us. We can't wait to have you.
No mercy.
Aaron Rodgers lit up the Bears for 4 touchdowns on 240 passing yards en route to a 35-16 victory that clinched the NFC's top seed. Rodgers finished the season as the MVP favorite thanks to his league-leading 48 passing touchdowns. The Packers veteran also had the fewest interceptions of any quarterback who started all 16 games this season with just 5. So, Shannon, on a scale of 1 to 10, how impressive was Rodgers' season?
On a scale of 1 to 10 or on a scale of 1 to 10 million? Because he...
10 million?
Yeah, Skip, he did it, Skip. He did it. He finished first in completion percentage, touchdown passes, touchdown percentage, interception percentage, passer rating, QBR, total touchdowns, adjusted yards per attempt. Skip, it's an unbelievable season. Mm. Think about this. Aaron Rodgers threw more touchdown passes than his team punted the football. Mm. You heard me correctly. Mm. I said Aaron Rodgers threw more touchdowns than J.K. Scott had punts. His last two games, when he slammed the door, when it was neck and neck, he and Mahomes, or he and Josh Allen for MVP, 8 touchdowns, 9 incompletions. Mm. Game, set, match, Rodgers. Mm. It's over. Skip, it was a 10. It's a 10 times 10. This is the crescendo of Aaron Rodgers. Like I said, that 2011 season when I believe he was 45-6, he was phenomenal. He was like, the guy threw 45 touchdowns with 6 picks. He said, I got better. He did 48-5. Skip, that's ridiculous. Mm. That is utterly ridiculous that the man put up these kinds of numbers. So he was a 10. He's going to be the MVP. I believe Derrick Henry will win Offensive Player of the Year. But the MVP is over. It's done. He finished it off the last 2 weeks in the way he should, because you needed to get – they wanted home field. He openly talked about it, Skip. And the thing that I like about Aaron Rodgers is that he's not cliché-ish. He's going to tell you exactly how he feel. Mm. I want that home field. I want somebody to come here. I'm going to do my thing.
He's never had it.
He said, I'm coming to get it. He said, now.
He went to one long, long ago Super Bowl as a road wild card team, right?
Yes, he did that.
And since then, it's been really slim pickings for
you know why?
6-7 in the postseason since that one wild card run.
You see the guy that was holding him back? Mm. He coached your team. Look at your team. Your team won eight.
He was transcendent.
Hold on, Skip. Your team last year won 8 games with old 8-8 Jason Garrett. Mm. He comes there and wins 2 fewer games than old 8-8.
Interesting. So, I'm going to be objective on this side of the table about Aaron Rodgers' season. I'm going to give him an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10.
This is a bull jive. This is a good bull jive.
This is not bull jive, because I got the facts here.
Okay, give me the facts.
That he had some rough outings camouflaged by all those touchdown passes, because at Tampa Bay.
Okay, Tampa Bay.
He had a QBR of 12.
Yes.
Nearly 2 straight pick sixes, mm-hmm. and in the second half, actually the last 3 quarters of the game, he scored 0 points.
He scored 0. That's 1 game. So they got 15 to go. Give me the other
one. How about the worst team in pro football went up to the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, the Jaguars,
yes.
and Aaron barely won the game 24-20 with a QBR of 45, which scaled 0 to 100, mm-hmm. is below average against the Jaguars.
Okay, that's...
At Indy, he's leading 28-14 at halftime, and he stunk it up in the second half.
What was QBR?
And needed a field goal to send it to overtime, and they lost in overtime.
Tell the people what happened now. Tell the people that.
74, not great, not bad. But again, the second half, he stunk. And speaking of stinking, to your point about not being cliche-ridden as a speaker, post-game speaker, he flat out said, I stunk in the second half. At home against Carolina,
yes.
when Teddy Bridgewater had a better QBR than Aaron Rodgers, he stunk in the second half. He threw for a grand total of 44 yards in the second half against Carolina.
But see, here's the thing, though.
What?
You saying he stunk in those games that he won.
Huh.
He won those games.
Okay.
Now,
let's look at degree of difficulty, shall we? Going into yesterday, and obviously he had a huge loss to David Bakhtiari, his tackle.
Yes.
But going into yesterday, Pro Football Focus ranked his offensive line 2nd best in pro football.
Yeah.
Ranked his rushing attack 4th best in pro football.
Okay.
Ranked his go-to receiver, Davante Adams, 1 in all of football, because he leads in every category. He leads in catches and yards and targets. Mm-hmm. Because he should. He's been that good. And I ask you, if Devontae Smith can win the Heisman Trophy, which I believe he will, shouldn't Davante Adams at least be in the MVP conversation? Because he's helping make Aaron Rodgers with all those touchdown passes.
We saw Calvin Johnson have almost 2,000 yards and not get in the MVP conversation. And normally, even when Jerry...
Maybe he should have.
Even when Randy broke the record,
maybe
who won the MVP
have.
That season?
Well,
Tom Brady.
Okay.
Because you're going to say, look at the guy. Skip, you know what? In a normal year, maybe, because there are some quarterbacks that have outstanding years. Josh Allen had an outstanding year, Skip. So did Mahomes.
Tom Brady.
Russell Wilson, sure.
Yes.
But Skip, I don't know how you overlook 48-5.
Well, he is the MVP, but you asked me to rank the quality of the MVP. I'll give it an 8 on a scale of 10. That's actually pretty high.
When the last time we saw a guy leading all these statistical categories?
Yep.
Everyone from top to bottom, Skip. You say it's okay, passing touchdowns, he got that. QBR, you love QBR.
Mm-hmm.
He won that.
What was his QBR last year at San Francisco in the NFC Championship game? 23, because he turned it over 3 times.
You told me to start the show. The pass has nothing to do with right now. That's what you told me.
I'm just saying, now he's got something he's never had. He's got home field to the Super Bowl.
He got that.
If he can take advantage of it. Can he?
Whether or not, no, we're not, that wasn't the question.
Can he beat Tampa Bay on the frozen tundra? We'll see about that.
The question was, greatest season.
Yep.
He gets a 10.
Okay, we'll see where he goes from here. And he was fired up because they tried to replace him.
Yeah, considering how the season started for Aaron Rodgers, he's playing with plenty to prove, and it's working. And that is hard for me to say.
I can't believe you gave that man an 8.
Coming from Minnesota.
No mercy.